Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. With four weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn is stateside on his grand tour of America and is in Miami at the moment. But you had quite a visit and quite a trip to Boston for St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, hi, Robbie. Greetings from across the pond. Yeah, absolutely. I think for every Irish person, Robbie, being in Boston for St. Patrick's Day must definitely be something to put on the list, because it's actually very, very special. And I think When you're away from home, Boris, in somewhere like America or Boston, they celebrate it with such gusto and verve that, you know, you really kind of appreciate it. And we had a fantastic time. Now, I came over on the 14th of March, actually, and I fly over twice daily to Boston. And it's very, because Logan International Airport is really handy. And they have a free bus, they have a great service here, Robbie, the Silver Line bus, which is a free bus to take you in downtown into Boston. And I stayed in a beautiful hotel here, the Boston Harbor Hotel, which is actually managed, Robbie, by a great guy called Stephen Johnson, who was actually chatted to us on the Sunday show. He's worked with Doyle Hotels, etc. So lovely to meet Stephen. And it's just the most amazing location. And literally the bus drops there, and then you just walk up the road a few minutes and you're there. You can also get a water shuttle, Robbie, for $20. You can go by water taxi back to the airport if you want.
Wow.
So that'll give you an idea. And when you look out the window of your room, you can see the planes across the water, like, taking off. But, I mean, you know, in terms of iconic stuff, Boston, Robbie, I suppose it's a sports lover city, food lover city. I went to the Boston Celtics basketball game in the TD Park, which was just, you know, all the spectacle and the excitement. That was fantastic. Really loved that. You know, that was, basketball is huge here. Then we did the lovely tour to, of course, the famous iconic Fenway Park, Robbie. Hope to Babe, the famous Babe Ruth. And if you like baseball, the story here is amazing. They still have the oldest wooden original seats still for any baseball park in America. There's so many firsts and so many historical facts about Fenway Park. But I joined up with a fam trip from Ireland. Actually, some travel agents were over, and we did that, which was brilliant. Then another thing, Robbie, that I really loved, right, was there's a new thing called View Boston, and it's on the tower. It's on the top of the Prudential building here, which is a big kind of a skyscraper. And they've done the most incredible futuristic all glass panoramic viewing deck floor, where you see the whole of 360 view of the whole of the city, and you see everything, which was brilliant. And then something that I had really wanted to do, Robbie, was to go to the John F. Kennedy library as well, which is outside a little bit, down near Southie. I'm sure you remember Southie, Robbie, from Goodwill Hunting and
yeah,
all that. But that was really fabulous. And there, they've all these, like, you know, interactive displays. You can watch the election results coming in from the 1960 election between Kennedy and Nixon, how close it was. And, you know, even with the way things are in America at the moment here, you know, it's always, everyone's talking, of course, about election year here as well. It's always on everyone's mind, you know, America. And, but it was so kind of timely to watch that. But amazing, you know, the way they've done it, the way they've actually laid out his life. And it focuses a lot on how they got into power and his early stuff, but not so much like about the assassination, even though they cover that as well. But it's a very uplifting and a really positive, great place. And again, out on the water here, which was terrific.
Yeah.
Food wise, Robbie, you're spoiled for choice. Aside from endless bowls of clam chowder, as they call it here, you have every kind of type of cuisine here that you could want. Chinatown is really nice here as well. I met a lovely lady there, Jacqueline Church, who does tours to Chinatown, and she's won awards for those tours. and great food there, Rob. It's like you're, it's just like downtown China. Of course, you know, you have Chinatowns and a lot of places here, but that's a very nice one, which I really enjoyed as well. But Boston, like, just aside from all the beautiful Irish bars, you know, I went to Cheers, Robbie, you know, where everybody
Oh, brilliant.
Their name. Yeah. Had to go there and had to get the, mug.
What sort of memorabilia is in the bar?
Like, you can get a carbon cutout of Woody if you want and bring that home with you on the plane, and Diane.
Brilliant.
And T-shirts, Robbie, you know, in America, you can get a T-shirt with practically anything on it. Brilliant T-shirts, all, yeah, great. There's a shop, there's an upstairs and a downstairs. The recreation of the bar is upstairs, and then downstairs it's another real bar as well. Always busy, of course, but a beautiful street there where it's on, Beacon Street. And of course, I did the trolley tour, Robbie, you know, the history here in Boston of the Tea Party, you know, how, you know, everything originated here in terms of, you know, the actual founding of America, Boston, the huge part of the American, the British, the war here, you know, all the history there is amazing. But really, really great fun. And you know, kiss me, I'm Irish on St. Patrick's Day. I was very popular, Robbie.
You were on street corners looking for kisses, were you?
$5 a pop.
Most people, of course, you talk about Cheers there, but the other big thing we know of Boston is the Irish connection that we have there and the Irish community, which is very much in force. You must have felt the Irish vibe there quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, incredible. I mean, it is just like, you know, it is very... Boston, of course, is very upmarket, really. You know, it's very, really stylish downtown. But you do, of course, yeah, you feel totally special when you come here. And, you know, you meet people like, you know, hi, what's your name? My name is, like, Ryan Flynn Murphy. And you're like, you know, you must, it's everywhere. Yeah, and of course, like, the markets here as well, they have all these fabulous, like, Quincy Market is fantastic, you know, in terms of all the food. But yeah, the connection, Robbie, the Irish connection is fabulous. I mean, Stephen, who came, the manager from the Boston Harbor, like, he came for 2 years. The wife said she'd allow him 2 years to go. 15 years later, he's still here. No intention of going home. Loves it here, you know? Yeah.
And what about the weather? What sort of weather are you having over there this time of the year?
Now, what was really interesting, Robbie, was, like, we had really lovely weather. Beautiful sunshine one day, then it was a little bit cloudy the next day. It was mixed, but every day we had the second day, like, with beautiful sunshine, like, which I was about. And then it got a little bit chilly another day. So it was mixed, but it was very good. Like, we had beautiful sunny weather, in fact, which was really kind of surprising. So, like, when I arrived, when we were walking over the bridge to the hotel, like, the sun was, we were roasting, you know. I mean, I was wearing my warm kind of jacket, having come from Dublin, and I was sweltering, so I had to come off. But yeah, so it was very pleasant, you know.
What about flights?
Really nice, you know.
What about flights to Boston? Are they direct and plentiful?
Yeah, Robbie, absolutely. So as I said to you there earlier, Aer Lingus fly twice daily, double daily, which is great. They're from sort of 6:50 return, and then JetBlue just started on the 14th of March. Actually, they started a Boston flight as well. So, you know, there's lots of availability now here, but. As I said, like, I'll be coming back. I've done a lovely trip all down through Connecticut, to Port Lauderdale, into Miami, and I'll be going back from Miami here, which is based with Aer Lingus, Robbie, because you can go into one and out of the other. And as you know, like, they have 21 connections now, which is really nice. So I'm looking forward. But I must say, I was just, you know, I really, when I left Boston, I got on the Amtrak, Robbie, which is that famous iconic train that goes, I got an Amtrak to Mystic. It sounds like a lovely name for a nice book, but Mystic Pizza, of course, the famous movie with Julia Roberts in it, that was only an hour and 20 minutes. And, you know, New England, of course, Robbie, Boston is part of all that, going through 6 states, like, stunning. New England is just beautiful, all these gorgeous houses, you know. Massachusetts, of course, beautiful, like, all that beautiful wooden architecture. So that was great. Yeah, so lots of things I was able to do for the first time that I was delighted about. But yeah, so the flight, you had loads of accessibility.
I mean, when you think about paying $6.50 for flights, I mean, you'd nearly be paying that now to go to Europe with the increase in prices this year. So it's really an attractive option.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting as well, Robbie? I mean, Aer Lingus actually fly to Hartford, which is Bradley International Airport, which is kind of like Cork Airport, so user-friendly. I flew for the first time out of Bradley down to Fort Lauderdale, but it's only an hour, and it's only about an hour and 40 minutes by train. So you could do a lovely, you know, you could connect up with Boston, New England. You know, I was in Yale University. I'll tell you about that now, like next week, about the other wonderful things I did. But I have to say, meet Boston, by the way, just to give people an idea, wonderful website, Robbie, with all the info. It's just meetboston.com. Dave O'Donnell, another lovely Irish name. Dave, fourth generation Irish. Met with Dave. He took us to the Boston Celtics game. And do you know what's lovely, Robbie? Like, people just can't do enough for you here. And they do love when the Irish come over. And, you know, you just get treated so well. And Patrick's Day, we were up on a viewing floor there in the Cambria Hotel, which where the start of the parade was. And we had, you know, green donuts and cupcakes. Everything was green, as you can imagine. And that was just great fun as well. And I think I did every rooftop bar in Boston, Robbie. I was like cat on a hot tin roof. I was never off a roof bar.
Yeah, but there's no getting out of the place.
So put Boston on your list anytime, right? Especially the summer, the weather coming up now and the fall. But for you want to do something special and enjoy stuff, like come here for St. Patrick's Day. It's just great. I mean, anywhere in America is probably great, but Boston in particular, Robbie, was fantastic.
Brilliant. Sounds like you're having an amazing time. We're looking forward to getting part two of your stateside adventures next weekend on Saturday Live. Mind yourself, Ed.
Yeah, I will. Hopefully I'll make the flight, Robbie. You know, fingers crossed.
Brilliant.
Great to talk to you. All the best.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. With 4 weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.